April 16th, 2005, it's a Watt from Pedro show.
Thank you.
from Pedro show. That was some new Sonic Youth, brand new Sonic Youth. A song called Incinerate. And I guess the album's called Rather Ripped. John Agnello produced it. Old friend, I met him through Jay Maskus. He works with him. How are you, Brother Matt?
Cool. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter. That's right. Had chow with the family.
Yeah, same deal. Hopped down the bunny trail.
My sister. Yeah, my mom was saying, we used to have eggs and jelly beans. I said, it's okay, Ma. The ham and the...
Yeah, ham.
Wild rice. Wild rice. Wild rice. And with shiitake mushrooms, she said. My mom's getting a little exotic.
That's better than jelly beans.
Yeah, that's what I told her. Peeps. Another little...
Peeps. Little
like
foam things, yeah.
Yeah, foam.
Cut out of furniture padding.
Yeah. Those are so weird. And they'd be these colors.
There's nothing in nature like that.
No. Not at all. Last night played in Corona. You people who aren't in Southern California, SoCal is so spread. Okay, this town is 56 miles from Pedro, okay? In fact, it's two counties over.
San Bernardino County? Riverside?
It's Riverside. But there's Orange County in between,
yeah.
Right? It's the 91, so you go through Fullerton, first Long Beach, Wilmington, and then Fullerton. Disneyland, Anaheim, right?
Norco Zone.
Yeah, and then, in fact, there's mountains. You kind of go through a pass there. But I can imagine doing that commute.
Oh, man, people do that every day.
Oh, too. Yeah, that's there's insane, toll roads. The only Cali toll roads, you see.
Yeah.
You know, they're brand new and stuff. But you can imagine all them lanes. I mean, going out there, I left at 9 p.m. Saturday night, and it was pretty packed.
Wow.
I don't know where people are going. They're all heading to Corona. This place was called Angels. It was a sports bar. And hooked on with the titty bar.
Convenient.
They're both called Angels. And then the gig part of the sports bar, stage was up against the wall. It was like in the middle of the room.
Oh, in the round.
So you could go behind it. Yeah.
Rotate.
Kind of wrestling ring set up. But everyone was really nice, and not a lot of gigs out there, and sort of like playing a little town on tour where they're like, yeah, you know, this is a bumfuck town, and you know, that kind of inferiority thing. Really nice folks to play for, and you could tell they hadn't really seen stuff like that. We did Hell Ride, Perkins, and Peter, and went off on them. I was in a weird state. I just wanted to go off. And, in fact, I wasn't caring a lot about the notes and stuff. I was really stretching out, so I blew some clams. But I just wanted to be emotional. The night before with Money Mart, with Pumpkinheads here in Pedro, and I was, look at the blue tank.
Well, yeah, I made a return visit.
The little guy. Anyway, and you're sitting, I sit down, and I was promising myself before the gig I was going to make, because I usually end up closing my eyes at that gig, it's improvised and whatever, but when it came down to it, I shut my eyes again and stuff, so I wanted to make up for it last night. Although it was good, Money Mark was great.
Yeah, that was really cool.
He was
cool
setting gig. Us off on some songs where he'd take the jack from his amp and yeah, come on, guys. Me and John Wicks would flow in on. Oh, by the way, it's our 100th show.
Wow, happy 100th show.
Right, Watt from Pedro show. Brother Matt's vital assist and input with his spin cycle.
Since May of 81. May of 01?
01? May?
I think so.
2001? Well, anyway, it's 100 shows starting everyone off of the John Coltrane song, and I forgot to mention what today's was. It was something called Up Against the Wall, John Coltrane.
That's a big old pack that came from, too. How many discs in there?
Yeah. It's a compilation called The Classic Quartet, so it's the McCoy, Tyner, Jimmy Garrison, Elvin Jones, John Coltrane Quartet. You got to keep whooping through it. So I think the Sonic record comes out in June, Thurston was saying, maybe 13th. And they're going to be touring a lot, he told me.
So it was like a sneak preview.
I think they'll be in L.A. With Pearl Jam at the Forum or something in July. I don't know if I'll be here. I got three Stooges go-overs to Europe. First one is May 1st. There's Iceland, Norway, Switzerland, and France. So Reykjavik, Bergen, Zurich, Paris. Then I come back a couple weeks later, go see some more, and then there's one in July, too. And I think the July one, I'm sure it's at Montreux Jazz Festival.
Oh, bitchin'.
Yeah, it's wild. Stooges at Montreux.
Righteous.
Yeah. And then I got a call from Iggy yesterday. I got the CD, 13 songs. It's just written on it, Secret Plan. And it's all the demos for the album.
Wow.
And he told me he wants me to come over to Miami, probably in August, 3 days, just me and him, so he can get the bass lines all ironed down. I mean, he wants me to write stuff, do stuff on them now, but, the right, final so-so.
Uh-huh.
Which is all right with me.
That's cool.
Nothing's too precious, whatever he wants to change or anything. But it's pretty intense, just me and him for 3 days.
Yeah, that'll be neat.
Yeah. But he's in good spirits. I know Ronnie and Scotty are, too, so it'll be good to see them again. But it means I can't do any Warp Tour this summer. And the Missing Men, my new trio, probably... not until fall. But I'll start. Tom Watson's with Red Crayola right now. He's going to get me their new record. But he's doing some gigs. And they got Al Ravenstein from Perubu.
Hmm.
I saw them when they first played the Whiskey. And the synthesizer has no keyboard. It's just boxes with dials.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's a trippy one. And that's why he's playing with the Crayola. So, interesting from Tom. But him and Raul Morales, the Missing Men. I am going to play with the Second Men next month. It's some Pedro gig. I think it's going to be in Echo Park, but it's with a bunch of Pedro bands. Toys That Kill, Todd, Recess Records. Yeah. I think it's a record release party, and they asked me if the Second Men would play, and I said, yeah, sure.
Oh, cool. Pedro Party in Echo Park.
Yeah, I told him about the radio show. Maybe he'll be stopping by today.
Cool.
The downloads with the podcast, 1,600 a day.
Damn.
So we're kind of blowing out.
Bitching.
All the resources. I'm going to have to go up a notch with the server thing because it's running 24/7. Yeah. And it's just.
Yeah. Thank you, people.
Yeah, I mean, it's just something me and you did for a kind of our own personal whimsky.
Yeah.
And for people coming in on it, I checked out. Did you go to the iTunes and look at the podcast directory?
I haven't recently.
Yeah, some dudes put some reviews on it, giving us 5 stars and liking
sweet.
It. And
sweet, oh, cool.
So it's kind of funny because we don't base it on the only input is. Basically, the music they give us, right?
So yeah, it's bitching, too, that a lot of the bands that get played, people wouldn't know because they're like local bands from local everywhere, USA and beyond, that just turn you on to them while you're passing through town. So
yeah.
It's cool to get a little taste of some of that stuff that people wouldn't get to hear otherwise.
Yeah, and people being open-minded enough not to just want the hits.
Yeah.
You know, what's going down, whatever else. So, thank you much for helping out.
Awesome. More to come.
More to come. 100 shows, that's 300 hours. pretty intense. But maybe with a bigger service solution, get the 96 K-bit stream going too for higher fidelity. Because we just can't do it with the bandwidth that's going down. Too many people.
Progress.
You know, when you go to the iTunes thing, you can also get the old shows. I think like the 9 most recent shows. But we're going to try to work it so all of them are up there.
Cool.
All 100. And also through web-based. Let's play some music. What from Pedro Show.
Watch out now. Take care. Beware of falling swingers. Dropping all around you. The pain that often makes
Watt from Pedro show. Started off that set there with Afraid of the Dark by Al May. The last one to fall asleep with from Yuka Honda. Everyone's a VIP to someone, the Go Team. Monday Magic Bus by the No People. Tokyo Bennett played here.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Did he play with you, Todd?
We play with them a lot.
Who was playing? Killer Dreamer?
At Harold's.
About a month ago?
Yeah, that was actually, we had a show that night, and I kind of got them on that just so they could play because it was their last night before they had to fly.
I think they were in San Diego the night before or something.
Yeah, we played a bunch of shows with them while they were in town.
Like, and then we heard Bill Buckner from Toys That Kill.
Billy Buck.
Yeah, everyone knows Billy's story. Tragic.
Well, he was a great ball player, though. That's
I know. It's just one stinker.
Just fucking up once in the
what a career.
People wanted to kill him for it. I mean, it was heavy.
And his family, too.
Idiots. Call it playing baseball.
He made some great plays throughout his career, you know?
Yeah. Anyway, we should introduce our guest, Brother Matt.
Yeah, welcome.
Todd from Toys That Kill and Recess Records.
Thanks for having me on the 100th show.
Nice
to have you.
Congelier.
That was pretty good, though. Europeans call me Crazy Larry.
Now, you're originally from Torrance.
Yeah, I was born in Torrance.
And you came to Pedro?
Yeah, about 95, maybe? 96.
Could you give him some more level?
Yeah.
Brother Matt? So, like 10, 11 years ago?
Yeah, about probably 10, maybe.
Right, in 4th Street.
Yeah, that was actually when we opened up a record store down on 6th and Mesa, and I was still living in Torrance, and I was running Recess out of this warehouse.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah, so I was running Recess out of this warehouse in Gardena, and we were paying rent for that. We were paying rent for the record store, so we ended up just moving into the record store, and then just kind of on accident, and then just ended up loving it here way better than living in Torrance. So
okay.
Then I moved to 4th Street.
Right, and the whole thing there, a lot of those people now are in 15th. I know Raul.
Yeah. It's just...
The old Peck Manor.
Yeah, everyone just started hanging out and drinking on the porches and, you know, starting bands and everything.
Right, and bands coming by and playing.
Yeah, a lot of out-of-town bands love playing here. Because people appreciate music, you know, and not clothes, so...
Right.
That's a bitchin' way to do it. I salute you for being a big part of making that happen, because that's a really cool style of just the do-it-yourself deal.
Yeah, I think it's the best way to do things, but, I mean, I kind of had to in the beginning because no one would touch what I was making there. So, what is this? Sounds like a squirrel thing. You know, I grew up on listening to SST stuff, and that was pretty much the pioneer, you know. You know, that was the pioneering of all that stuff. So
yeah, he was telling me he would see the flyers driving, his mob be driving them, and she was like, no, and that just made him want to check it out more.
Must
yeah,
be good, then.
The artwork alone the Pettibone artwork just, you know, freaked me out to where, like, I have to go see what this is all about. And I was probably, you know, 7 or something like that, so it was scary, but I also, you know, I was a skater, so that just by being a skater alone, you kind of listen to punk rock, just mm-hmm. regardless if you wanted to or not, and
it's automatic soundtrack.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, Raymond was in the paper yesterday. Did you see that in the Times? Mm. Because last week was that art show in Regan Projects in West Hollywood, and so they're like kind of a review. And they're talking about his clothes, you know, he had dirty clothes, and, you know, all the really important stuff.
Yeah.
He's some girl offered her panties, so he's like a rock star, and Raymond was shy, and it was so bizarre. He hardly talked about his art at all. But he used a lot of color on this one. There wasn't as much just black and white, a lot of color.
Yeah, I saw some of the... Like, when we went over there a month ago, I saw some color I've never really seen. I mean, except for the Family Man, I think, had color on. But I think it seemed
that
like
was colored.
Colored after he did it, yeah. But,
but now he's painting with color.
I saw something he did with like red and black, and that kind of freaked me out. But
well, this show, a lot of it was, and there was a lot of green. Of course, Gumby. He's in Venice right now, Italy, painting a mural. Then he's got one to paint in Den Haag.
Did he just get a pad in Venice?
Venice, Cali. Here. He did. The place in Long Beach was too small. Couldn't keep all his work, so he got this house. Although he wanted one big room. It's kind of an old hippie house. A lot of little rooms. He told me he might be getting claustrophobic. So, no parking.
Oh, yeah.
In, what, 23 miles away from Pedro, so... You know, it was so easy with him in Long Beach, it was 8 miles. I dug that. So, a new era. But, of course, I'll check out that. He lives where the streets become like little alleys. It's like Vista and Main. Yeah. Right by the near the water. But, it's too dense. They built too dense.
Yeah.
So,
you know, if your neighbors...
Well, Raymond don't party. He takes the bus. So. Oh, they talked about that in the article, too, you know, about him going to his mom's house. It was
just keeping Tom. Involved, huh?
Like, remember that thing in the New York Times, the same thing, where the guy goes to the house and checks out his brother Adrian. And somehow the source of Raymond's work is like some weird family dysfunction. But his family's cool. These guys are just... I don't know. They're as bad as, like, Us Magazine or People or something. They don't want to get at the...
They forget the art
superficial
part.
And boy, you're peeping Tom shit.
Yeah, they forget about what they're writing about. All those
Or they're writing for each other, you know. I saw this, you didn't.
Yeah, what happened to the art?
Even punk fanzine reviewers do that. They write to show off how... clever they can get by putting down something, but it's, you know, usually doesn't have anything to do with the actual record, you know.
So no, it's
just like, oh, they're not, this band's not
unto
cool.
Unto itself, which I hate. Yeah. I hate, took the headphones off. So we're going to play some more music from the label. These are new releases, right?
Yeah, so far, yeah.
I wanted to ask you about Toys That Kill. That's actually not the original main, right? Or is it a different band than Five Year Planet?
Yeah, it kind of is. We pretty much, like, FYP had their last show in June of 2000. The very next night, Toys That Kill had their first show. But it was kind of all, FYP kind of broke up, at least 6 months before we played our last show. So it was kind of like a whole plan thing. But yeah, it is a different band. But
you lost your bass player.
Yeah, Joe Ciari, jumped off right over there at
Point Furman.
Once that happened, I pretty much couldn't go on doing this band because he kind of came into the band and sparked it up a little. It was kind of feeling dull for a while, and he came in and kind of sparked it up. And then once he died, it was kind of like I can't do this. And then his family kept telling us to, Joe would want you guys to keep going. And then so I talked to Sean who was in the last, 5 years of FYP, he kept, he wanted to do it too, so we tried it for a year. It didn't really work out to, it was fun, but it just felt like we should have just stopped it before, so.
But when you came to Pedro, you had FYP.
Yeah.
And you did many tours.
Yeah, a lot.
These guys toured a lot, and Toys That Kill tours a lot. Although you got problems with the bass.
Yeah, Chachi got his longshoring.
He got his cards. Like with Jerry and Pete, they got
he got called up, and he's got probably a year and a half, 2 years before he could do it. But we're actually doing like a week thing in July for a couple, maybe playing 5-6 shows, and That's good enough. We got a new record coming out, so we're gonna try not touring, as a marketing ploy.
This thing that came that Bill Buckner was on, it's called Shanked.
Yeah,
this is a new album.
Yeah, it's gonna be out.
What
month.
Number is it?
It's Recess number 101.
Yeah, but which toy?
Oh,
kill?
No, oh, It's our third full length.
Third full length album. Okay. And 101st release on Recess Records. That's happening.
Yeah. Almost coincides with the 100th show.
What? RecessRecords.com?
Yeah.
Cool. So RecessRecords.com. Go there.
Yeah.
I know that you do online. You were telling me about how the online thing has really helped.
Yeah, definitely. Because
the big problem with the independent records has always been the distribution.
Oh, yeah, no section of tower.
Yeah, so yeah, with online, he can go around all that. And
they occasionally get stuff, you know, in those kind of stores, but you don't really need it nowadays, especially, even with MySpace, that's a good way to promote without
All right, there's money. A Recess page on MySpace.
Yeah, you need a lot less money nowadays because you have more resources online, you know. And so, I can't never knock that kind of stuff because it's helped me out, you know. So it's
taking advantage of the advantages.
Yeah, you have to, you know, and it's I like it. So
cool.
It's good to sell online. So
what's this on May 19th? We're gonna do this.
Yeah, that's it's actually just probably gonna end up being just the Toys That Kill record release party because that FYP, which is gonna be the 100th release, that got delayed till June. So
okay,
I was actually gonna talk to you about that if you were gonna be in town, but
the 19th in June.
Sometimes you're doing.
I have to look at
thing.
The calendar. Yeah, we'll I'm back and forth out. three times this summer.
Okay, yeah.
So let me look at the calendar. I'd be glad to do it. Is this going to be at the Echo in May?
No, that's at the May 19th one's going to be at Harold's.
That's going to be at Harold's.
Yeah, and that's just going to be the Toys That Kill.
Okay, so we're playing in Pedro with the second man, Pete and Jer.
Cool.
I haven't played with them since December, so that'd be cool.
Yeah, it's going to be super fun.
Okay, and I think I leave right after that. We're going to play something here. Swing Ding Amigos from Tucson. This is a Recess Records release. It looks like number 90.
Yeah.
So is it already out?
Yeah, this has been out for a couple months.
Okay, so this has been out.
This band just
and they're from Tucson. They played here, huh?
Yeah, they play here a lot, actually. Maybe at least two times a year, three times a year, maybe.
The Kings of Kulo.
Yeah.
So what, like 13th Street?
Kings of Ass.
Yeah.
The 13th Street.
They play.
I was at a gig where there was a couple Tucson bands.
Yeah, I don't know if they played 13th yet, but they definitely played Harold's. Okay. Actually, both are bands. The main guy in this band, Isaac, he's also in a band called Shark Pants, and they come down. Sometimes they
That's
come down
who I
together.
Saw.
Yeah, they're both bands are just amazing. Like I can't believe that he's in two bands that are this good. You know.
Well.
Plus, they're swell guys too. So.
Okay. Well, here we go. Walk from Pedro show. from Pedro show. That was Rudes and Cheeps, Bent Out of Shape. We played them before. Brooklyn band. I know I saw them at the 13th Street House. But that's out on Recess. But the stuff I played before was on maybe their own.
Yeah, the first that was on this label called Drunken Shiloh, I think.
Yeah, but, what, Brooklyn.
Yeah. It's I think that record's out of print by now.
Wow. Well, they gave me one. It had a picture of them with Henry Rollins.
Yeah, on the back.
And I was before I went to the gig last night. I was telling Brother Matt earlier. You weren't here yet, but I played a sports bar in Corona.
Yeah.
A lot of black T-shirt and baseball hat. But actually cool people. You can tell they don't get hardly any gigs out there.
Yeah.
And before I left, somebody told me, maybe it was John in Nashville, but somebody told me, hey, Frank Black's going to be on Henry's new TV show. And Henry Rollins has a TV show.
Yeah, I saw that.
And he's talking little raps, and he interviewed Werner Herzog, and then Frank Black did a song with Morris Tepper. In fact, it was one he flowed me a while ago. He made a record with Nashville guys. Yeah, John, he was the producer. Yeah, it makes sense now. It's all connected. But it was interesting. Henry's raps were good.
What channel is he on?
It was Independent Film Channel. There was no commercials.
Uh-huh.
So he had a little rap on credit card debt and Ann Coulter, like a letter to Ann Coulter. It's pretty creepy. But he had fun with her. Before Bent Out of Shape, we had I Paisano. Yeah, that's it. I should know that. Modern Machines. Where are they from, Todd?
They're from Milwaukee.
Milwaukee band. That's right. And we started off that little bit with Swing Ding Amigos and a tune called Akurokami.
Akurokami.
Yeah. Something in Japanese, probably. Yeah, I'm Chewbacca to know. I know some stuff. I know they just had Sakura. You know about that?
What's that?
Or Sakura. It's when the cherry blossoms.
Oh, yeah.
It only lasts a week. It's a big deal.
Yeah, a big magical week.
Yeah, it's a big deal. Because I guess it means winter's gone. And
yeah, spring.
Also Zen kind of nature. But it's a heavy deal for them. And we have some. I think 1912, they gave us 3,000 trees. And yeah, there was wars. Because they were for friendship. But then in the 50s, they gave us like 3,800 more. So there's like almost 7,000 trees in D.C. And early Minutemen tour, we were there for Sakura. Wow. And, you know, it depends where it is, where it's going to happen. Uh-huh. Like even in Japan, I think it comes first in the south and, you know. It's intense. They all bloom together, and then they're gone. And it's not the kind you eat. Yeah, these cherry trees, just flowers.
Oh.
So, but it is pretty. Okay, we're at the end of the first hour of the Watt for Pedro show, April 16, 2006. Special guest, Todd. Brother Matt. Port.
Yeah.
Hold tight for hour two. April 16, 2006. It's hour two of the Watt from Pedro show.
Thank you.
Watt from Pedro Show. You got it, brother man. We start out the second hour here with Shark Pants and a tune called Canyonero. That guy's in Swing Ding Amigos.
Yeah.
Same main man. Guess he puts different bands around himself. Then we had Comet Gain with Radar. And then Bullet Union with Toby Vail, our favorite drummer. Todd, you were saying she's got a new band?
Yeah, Spiders in the Web, or maybe Spider in the Webs. Or...
Get closer on your mic there.
Oh, oh. Want Spider in the Webs.
Yeah. I know her from Bikini Kill. But she actually was in a Go Team with the Calvin.
Yeah, another one, wasn't it?
Right, not like this English one. Yeah. But 15 years ago, maybe.
That confused me.
Yeah, well, I couldn't remember right, because when I met those guys in Australia, I was thinking, man, I know there's a band called this. You know how the memory is. And, yeah, that was Bullet Union. I think they have some people from Comet Gain. Yeah. I guess when that's their Fugazi version compared to their Dandy Warhol. No, they're not Dandy Warhols. Have you ever seen them?
No, I've seen them on TV for like about 5 seconds.
Well, you know, there's a big scene in Portland, and I guess I don't know. I think the scene's probably beyond them, but
that was the band that was in that fight on the video with the Brian Jonestown massacre.
Oh, there's a whole movie about it.
Yeah.
Well, like the guy.
I didn't see the movie. I just heard about the movie. Like,
it was like they really dug him. Yeah, I seen it on tour. Like, they really dug him as a artist or something, but the reality of him being around grossed him out. They were like, ooh, icky, you know. And it was a weird movie. You know, like a documentary, but a lot of drama. And I don't know, these two bands, right? One can't keep it together, but it's the real genius. And then the Mersch guys or something. But I didn't buy it. I didn't buy it. I just didn't. I know there's a real scene in Portland and a lot of bands, and good bands. And then something from Recess Records, a band from Mississippi called The Grumpies, Sunday Night. And, yeah, you're telling me the singer's so insecure about it. You guys recorded him Torrance and it sounded too good, so he put the whole thing through a four track.
Yeah, he's just one of those. I think he's kind of like genius. Like, I mean, I hate using that word, but he's a great songwriter, and it's like when he hears something where you could hear it, and he thinks everyone's gonna judge it. And I mean, he does paintings the same way, where he's like, "Don't look at it, man. Just look at something else. You know, it'll be up there." And it's like it's the greatest thing you've seen all day. You know, you've been road weary, and you walk into this house in Mississippi, and you know, they're making cornbread, and they want to jam in the barn with you, and he's like, "Just don't look at the paintings," you know, and it's like, it looks great. Like, and he's the same way with the songs. Like, he's a great songwriter. And, yeah, he's still making music. He just started a new band.
I played a gig in Hattiesburg, Mississippi once, and it was at a dart bar, Tal's Dart Bar. And it was next to a trailer park when there was a shooting right after the gig, and the sheriff comes just walking up, you know. "Okay, everybody just take it easy." Say, "Well, I'm going to load the equipment and leave, Oscar." Is that okay?
I've only been to a dart bar once, and I never went back, you know. Like,
well, there was a rail in front of the stage, and it got knocked down, so all these nails were up. So I asked the kids, you know, if somebody, you know, can step on this, can maybe we sit down a little bit? And they did. It was really, you know, ask some charged up young people to sit down. And because I know that people would have got all poked. I mean, these nails were coming up right from the deck, you know.
I'm never going to a dart bar again.
Yeah. And Tal, he was a character. He was Baracha out of his mind and like wearing Bermuda hot pants and a Hawaiian shirt. And, you know. It was a trip. He was sweet.
Like waking up Bernie's.
Take Steve Reed's moss from Hattiesburg. Now it's time for Brother Matt's spin cycle. Let him have it, Brother Matt.
All the freaks in the house. Thank you.
Watt from Pedro Show. That's some brand new music from The Last. Joe Nolte gave it to me last week. He just recorded that with his new version of a band that's been around. It's a tune called When That I Am Dead. Before that, we had Five-Year Plan, FYP, I Don't Want to Sit Next to You. Todd, when was that done?
That was done in 94, I guess.
All right, so kind of a retrospective. Wow. I guess the 90s were a while ago.
Yeah, they went pretty fast.
You always think of it. Like, I hear people talking like it was the old days. I guess it was. It started 15 years ago. But to me, it just seems...
It seemed like yesterday.
Yeah, but I was like, you know, my mid-30s, so... I don't know. It don't seem like... I don't know what it seems like. It's a neat tune. The Arrivals before that, another Recess record. Last Lullaby. Tell me about them. Where are they from?
They're from Chicago and getting ready to do a new album with them. And that was off their first album.
Okay.
They're a great band.
Chicago.
Heck of a band.
Let's see. The Tortoise guys did a Minutemen song. Remember we heard that last time?
Yeah. That's cool.
They did a freaky version of Expecto Unknown.
That's
Gone.
Cool.
And with Will Oldham. Bonnie Prince.
I mixed it in something recently. Everyone was like surprised. It was cool.
Yeah. Well, he's a tripper, man. I saw a gig once. He had like cutoffs and Zoris, some John Deere hat. You would not even know this dude
Gilligan
was in the
Luke.
Band. Yeah. I mean, it's like, whoa. I was into it. And we started off, at the completion of your spin cycle, though, Matt, we came up with the Dwarves and It's Your Party, which is a, I know that's a retrospective.
Yeah.
Old Dwarves.
Dwarf Party
cocaine,
Rock.
Cocaine, Free Cocaine or something.
Yeah.
Blog. I think he lives in Pasadena now.
He actually moved back up to San Francisco.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. I guess he had some problems with his, I don't know. He loves San Francisco. He had it. No, I don't know.
Too cold for me. It's a neat town to visit. But how long did he last here? He was here a little while.
About 3 years, I think.
3 years?
Yeah. Okay. But he was always coming down like to record with like Brad Cook and stuff.
He's, yeah, right.
Like all the time. They're just recording records left and right. But then, I guess, yeah, he lived down here for about 3 years.
Yeah. I think Pasadena. Okay, we're at the end of the second hour. Watt for Peter Show, April 16, 2006 edition. Hold tight for hour three. April 16, 2006. It's the third hour of the Watt from Pedro Show. Here's part M of Moon Over Morocco.
Mother Ouid, Father Ouid, do you expect the daughter to be a saffron root?
And so Jack, as Hassan Bizel, has set another trap for Jack as El Kaba. And the Contessa and the old Fatma have used herbs, magic, and suggestion to send Sunny Skies on a mission into the invisible realm to steal the golden eye of El Kaba. But Sunny hasn't returned. The two women grow impatient.
It is time.
About time it is time.
I'm afraid the girl Sunny Skies may never return.
So?
When the suggestion was induced, Fatma, It was only if she obtained the eye of El Capa. If she does not find the eye, there is no way for that girl to return.
So?
I think it was a necessary blunder.
Why?
There was no reason to hurt the girl.
It makes no difference.
Pitet. But I would like to make the amendment. The lack of curiosity in the Kazbakeli has disappointed me. I believe it is time for him to go within. To take the journey, no?
Good, yeah.
If the Kelly is successful and returned with the eye, he will bring back the girl. If not successful...
He stay.
Oui. Then he stay. Forever.
Ah, how you lure him into trap.
How we lure him? I don't know. I do not wish to invite him here and cause further problem with that friend of Kali's that Major Sam, the magic man.
Magic man? Pah!
We will think of a safe way. Think, Fatma. A time when the Major has his hands full. For it is said, one cannot hold two watermelons in one hand.
Good. We use Zahar.
No. We use Sukil. Sukil work fine in the past. Sukil work now.
I want to try Zahar on the American.
We use Sukil. Drug always work.
When Fatma use Zahar, always work.
We use Sukil.
How?
How we get Kazba Kelly to take the drug? See this orange? We sell the Kelly one orange. This one. Inside, we inject with a hypoxic drug. From the time that the Kelly leave cafe and walk to Kazba Kelly's by the beach, the drug will take effect.
We catch him in between.
We catch him in between.
That's good, good.
Kazbah Kelly's, Kelly here.
Hello, boss.
Mojo, where are you? In Marrakesh?
Well, not exactly.
How'd it go? Did you find what you were after?
Well, not exactly.
Yeah, I thought so. When are you coming back?
I figure maybe spend a day or two more, as long as I'm down here, boss.
Yeah, okay. There's nothing happening back here anyway.
That's good.
I guess so.
Call me when you know what flight you'll be taking back. I'll pick you up at the airport.
Well, I think I'll be flying back another way.
Private plane?
You might say that.
Okay.
And remember, boss, stay away from them two women's.
Fatma and La Contessa? Don't worry about me, pal. You know what they say? You can count the number of apples in one tree, but you can never count the number of trees in one apple. Bye.
You can count the number of apples in one tree, but you can never count the number of trees in one apple. Damn, he's getting good. Are you sure you can carry me?
No problem.
You won't start doing loop-de-loops and things.
Are you afraid of flying?
Not that. It's just, I never flew before when the pilot and the navigator and the plane and the stewardess were all the same one. That's all.
So you see, El Kabar, baby, I'm really at my best at close range, and we're not that far away now.
You mean you'll be able to start using your magic back at them for a change?
Yeah, sort of. But one thing you gotta remember, if you get stuck with something again, just let it go. Even if you're right, you You'll lose it if you hang on to it.
That again.
That's all. Good night, El.
Good night, Flossie. What's that? Sounds like a horse. Hey, guard, did you just hear a horse?
No. No sound.
Well, there. You heard it then, right?
Nothing.
Post a deaf guard. It's a wonder we haven't all been snuffed out by now.
No sound. Everything peaceful.
Look, I'm going to walk to the top of that dune. Now, when I come back, it's going to be me. So don't start tossing any spears, huh? Nothing worse than a spear-happy guard. It's a horse, all right. What if it's some dashing black stallion running loose? Then I can get rid of that arrogant, mangy camel Seymour I have to ride. The moon's bright enough to be able to... By the might of Allah Almighty! Look at that thing! What a fantastic creature! It's a black stallion, all right, but with wings! The wings are immense! It's right out of the Arabian Nights! That's right. Easy now. It has a bridle and a saddle. Imagine riding this thing. Wow, that would be some ride, all right. Easy now, easy. There we are. I don't have an apple, but here's a couple of dried figs. Oh, he loves them. Now to edge back to the stirrups. Easy, boy. Easy. Now, just to get my foot in there. Easy. Easy. And up. And on. Wow, we were moving. We're off the ground. Yeah, ooh, what a ride. Wow, this thing can climb. Almost straight up. Wait a little Flossie sees this, she won't believe it.
the strength of this creature. The muscles, it's going straight up, up and away!
Abroad. Oh, before you've bitten the sword, oh, that's the sound that comes to warn you so. In the night or early morn, you know, if you're the red shadow so, the wrist will strike with a blow that brings you woe.
Camel never sees its own hump, but that of its brothers is always before its eyes.
I inject in the orange, the drug. Now you disguise as an old man, so the Kelly will not recognize you. Wear this costume. The Kelly is no soft touch, but we get him to buy the orange. He sucks the juice, and we do the rest. He leaves the cafe soon. We must move quickly. Vite, vite, vite. How I look?
Stand like woman. You must stand like man.
What is the difference? When you lean over on the cane, you stick out too far. What do you mean?
You're sick.
So what? Stick out too far. What do you want?
It look like a woman.
You want I chop off rump?
Do not lean over so far.
Like this.
Not stand straight, you old man.
Like this.
No, no, no. Too far, too far.
You show me. Like this, Fatma.
You see?
You speak of me, eh? You have a romp like a zebra.
Oh, mon Dieu.
He comes soon.
No.
Like zebra.
Just make certain he gets out of orange, even if you have to stop down his throat. Now, let me hear your man's voice.
No. Hey, mister, please buy my orange.
What the hell, you Mexican?
Please, my friend. My grandmother's orange I sell to you. Good price.
No, 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 no. It must be licit compassion.
You do.
Listen. Like this. Please, my friend. Nice. Beautifully ripe orange, very cheap, very juicy. Please buy my friend.
How much?
20 francs.
20 francs? No, no, we charge 1 dirham.
Too much, 1 dirham, 20 francs.
We bargain.
No time for bargain. Now listen.
First you get the attention of the Kelly, the same.
Why?
He loves the thing. He buys orange like that. Now listen. Repeat after me. The universe is sacred.
The universe is sacred.
You cannot improve it.
You cannot improve.
If you try to change it.
If you try to change it.
You will ruin it.
You will ruin it.
If you try to hold it.
If you try to hold it.
You will lose it.
You will lose it.
All right?
All right.
Here he comes. First the saying, get the attention, then sell the
orange.
My friend, the universe is sacred.
That's right.
You cannot lose it. If you try to ruin it, you will improve it. If you try to improve it, you will hold it.
Huh? What?
If you try to lose it, you will hold it.
I don't know. You selling that orange?
Ah, yes, my friend. Very cheap for you. 50. 1 dirham 50.
Forget it.
1 dirham.
No.
80 francs.
No.
How much?
20 francs.
20? 50.
20.
45.
No.
40, you take.
Nope.
35.
25.
32.
25.
30.
25.
25. Here, take.
Here. It's a nice orange. Hey, thanks.
I hope you choke good.
It's a good orange. Excellent. What's that saying? Three things cause sorrow to flee: water, green trees, and a beautiful face. A beautiful face. Oh, yeah. Sunny skies. Water, green trees, and a beautiful face. And a juicy orange. An orange moon. Harvest moon. All squeezed out. Could you see the moon hanging in the sky? All squeezed out. No juice. Boy, this skin feels like slime. Slip and slime. Slip and slime. Slime on. Slime on harvest moon. Slime on harvest moon. Up in the sky.
These muscles are straining. Slow down there, big boy. Easy. Hey, I said easy. I don't think he heard me. Come on, slow up there, critter. Whoa! I said whoa! We're still going higher. Whoa there, big fella. Pull in your wings. Come on. You're frothing at the mouth. In fact, your eyes are turning red. Bright red. Red as hot coals. Good grief, I think we're nearing the moon. How do you stop this thing? Whoa! Hey, he stopped. We must be gliding. Oh, no. We're descending. Hey, we're descending a bit too quickly, don't you think? Come on, come on, giddy up. Giddy up. Giddy up, big fella. Come on. Come on, come on. That's interesting. I poke him with my heels. He sounds hollow. He's hollow on top, too. Yikes! He just lost a wing. The other one's going now. Good grief, there it goes. Hey, we're falling like a rock. This is no stallion. This is a hollow hobby horse.
Slime on. Slime on harvest. Slime on harvest moon. sky.
If you see him riding on a bamboo cane, say to him, "Good health to your horse."
Life is a perpetual drunkenness. The pleasure passes, but the headache remains.
Oh, Slimon, Slimon harvest moon, I'll bend the scuttle and die today. Slimon, Slimon.
This way, my friend, this way.
This way, this way.
That is right, now left.
Left.
Now right.
Now right.
Now left.
Now left.
Now right.
Now left.
Now right.
Now right.
Now stop.
Now what?
Now straight ahead.
Hold it, boss.
Now straight ahead.
Hold on a bit, boss.
That is only a shadow. Straight ahead.
You're only a shadow, Mojo. Now, straight ahead.
Now just hold on, boss.
Do not let him stop you.
You're being a nuisance, Shadow.
You better come along with me, because the Shadow knows.
Hit him in the jaw.
Sorry, Shadow. Take this.
Good. Now, this way. This way. I said, this way.
There's a saying, as the sands of the desert are to the weary traveler, so is too much speech to him who loveth silence.
What?
You can shut up now.
Oh.
Taxi! Taxi!
Aha! Let's go! What you got? Man. You bet! Is he dead, drunk, or just slip?
Oh, heavy, no?
Lila, you better help him on that end.
What? Who you talk to? I won, not Lila.
Just help me get him in the back seat.
It's much easier.
Yeah. Maybe you shouldn't hit him so hard.
What? One punch, you'll never hit nothing.
I was just talking to Lila.
Who? Where? What?
Forget it, Juan.
How can I forget? What can I see?
Well, you know, people have a saying.
Yes?
That's it.
Aye. Here, you take keys. You drive. You're crazier than me.
الأخواني من العبدالله ومن العبدالهدي وكذلك لبنتي عمي زهرة ومحشدة ومبركة وبنت خالتي خديجة والمني من المولي وصبح صلاح والإخوان والأحباب
Damn, Mojo, what did you hit me with, a cement block?
Well, boss, it was Lila.
Yeah, well, your invisible friend's got a good punch.
She's pretty strong.
Yeah. I'd still like to know what she hit me with.
I swear, boss, it wasn't me. I would've, but she got to you first.
Mojo, is your invisible friend here right now?
Not at the moment. I didn't want her here because, someone want to talk to you about.
Shoot.
Well, it's about her, boss.
Lila? Great. I'm going to get drunk anyway.
She wants to, take care of me, so to speak.
It's that serious, huh?
It's not serious like that. It's serious in that she wants to be my servant. She's an infant.
A demon?
Not exactly, boss.
I always thought infrareds were demons.
Not exactly, boss.
Well, let's not argue over something I don't believe in.
Abu, will you bring me another glass, please?
So, what is it that you want?
I want to know if you mind having an infrared around.
Oh, that's it. I'll have to put up with you talking to invisible 6-foot white rabbits and things like that,
She ain't no white rabbit, boss. She's beautiful and black.
Yeah. Harvey was probably beautiful, too.
Probably, boss.
No. The answer is no. No demons.
Thanks, Abu.
If there's one thing worthwhile I learned from my mother, in fact, the only thing worthwhile I learned from my mother, was there's enough demons in life. Don't invite more.
You're no longer a liberal, boss.
I know.
You don't even believe in inference.
All right. What's an inference?
It's a manifestation of energy.
You mean like a light bulb?
No. What I'm saying, when Jack Flanders first saw Lila was at Woodhenge. Remember him telling you about that?
Yeah.
Well, she was a real manifestation of energy. I mean, everyone's operating on different planes at the same time.
All right, come on, Mojo. Enough of that occult mumbo-jumbo.
Now you're getting to be old lady.
So she's a manifestation of energy. Well-shaped energy. To have something like that around and for me not to even believe in it? That'd be a shame and a pity. A shame and a pity. Tell me, was Aleister Crowley a happy man?
You mean Aleister Crowley?
Yeah, right. Was Aleister Crowley a happy man? I think not. He was fooling with a lot of power. The thirst for power is very subtle, Mojo. Very subtle. You and I left our homeland, the mother country, the most powerful mother country in the world, because we both were disgusted with the way everyone was hung up on power. Power. Power.
We left there a long time ago, boss. You can't remain cynical all your life.
Yes, I can. You know why half the nuts in the nut houses and most of the neurotics walking around are neurotic and nuts?
Don't know exactly, boss.
Because by being a nut or by being neurotic, they're somebody. At least they're somebody. If they let that go, they'd be nobody. They wouldn't be neurotic, they wouldn't be nuts, they wouldn't be anybody.
Yeah. Sad, isn't it?
Likewise, I enjoy being cynical. I learned it as a young man back on the farm in Michigan. When I used to sit in the outhouse reading news magazines. They taught me a whole attitude towards life. I remember the first time I came to Tangier. I stayed in this cheap hotel, you know? No toilet paper. So what I used to do is buy Time magazine, the North African edition. And you know how nice those soft tissue paper pages are. Well, there's nothing I enjoyed more than to sit there reading about some fat, pompous head of state, then rip out the pages and wipe myself with their smiling faces. A small, but a very gratifying pleasure.
Pardon, du développement multiforme de la coopération soviéto-hongroise sur le plan politique, économique et idéologique. Le développement des rapports d'amitié étroite entre le Parti communiste du RSS et le Parti socialiste hongrois a été évoqué tout particulièrement.
Obviously.
Was it a dream?
Yes.
yes.
Describe it to me.
I dreamt that I was the son of El Kavah, and that I was falling and falling and falling. And then I hit.
Strange. To dream that you are the enemy?
Thank you. Down in my head, but the air is fine, yeah. And people don't have two faces now. That's what I said now. But they look you right in the eye. I mean every little word I know that you just said. Going down, down to a little country bird right in my head. Down to the bank, bring my guitar. A little bottle of wine, that's what I said. Tell a few stories now, tell a few friends now, babe. Maybe lie a little now, yeah, that's what I meant. Try to tell them now of the things I've seen and did for a little while. While I was way out there now. Down to a little cookie right in my mind, babe. I got the girl myself. Maybe check out a little late. A little late, I left some years ago back behind. What I wasted, yeah, we tore apart now. We had our own agenda, piece of mind. But I never, ever looked back. Wonder about the things that go right around here. I said, yeah. Going down to the coffee bill right in my mind. Yeah.
Right in my head.
Juan from Pedro Show. That was Shane O'Brien with Country Girl, local Pedro musician. But he did participate in Glenn Branca's Symphony 13 with myself, March 29 at the Disney Dealio. And he did good. I mean, it was totally alien to him, but everybody kicked in and helped each other out. Ironworkers Local 433. They built that place, that Disney thing. And he brought the, like, their yearbook thing and had all the musicians sign it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was a trip.
Cool.
Shows you that you ain't got to be an elite thing or something trippy.
Multi-talented man.
Bring everybody on board.
You have to know how to string your guitars.
Yeah.
I don't know how to do
that. I know, Shane, he was saying, hope this don't wreck my nut. You know, because the grooves, right? Uh-huh. It goes low to high, and he had to, you know, three low, three high. And then at the end, there was a weird thing where with the detune, it was like two up, two down, you know, where you tar all the strings.
I don't know how to do
that. Us bass guys got to just...
I saw that email you sent, and I ran away from it. I was like, I don't know that stuff.
Yeah, but you know what? There was a cat named Jonathan who drove all the way from Florida, and he knew nothing about it. You know, he thought, well, you know, I hurt my quads too. Yeah. That's what he told me. And that Sippy guy, he did bass with me, and the people helped each other out, and I bet you could have hung. Next time.
All right.
Give it a try, man. It's a very unique experience. I mean, Glenn writes beautiful music, and to play with that many people, it's so mad. I mean, when can you do stuff like that, be part of a 85-man band, you know? So don't be scared, okay?
Every good boy deserves fudge.
Yeah.
I just got to keep doing that in my head. And I'm there.
Oh, the
And I say
every good boy does fine.
Can you say semi nasty stuff?
With the of course.
Mine is every ass dick gets bigger every time. Because I only memorize nasty stuff.
Well, bass clef, it's all cars eat gas. And
yours is better.
Yeah, I guess. What they call those mnemonic devices. Before Shane, we had Charles Gale, who's known as a wild saxophone player, but he just made a record of piano playing, and that was Rhythm Twins. And Ray Barbie before that with Encouraged by Improvement. Ray Barbie, skater from Long Beach. I'm going to do some thing for a television show with him, and we're going to locate it here in Pedro at the skate park.
Cool.
In the 13th Street House. And maybe we were talking about make it a visit at the recess, because it's all this. Ray was really hip to the idea of DIY. And some, TV producer laying it down for you, you know. It's like the pilot or the shows he showed us, you know, it looked jive.
Yeah.
Me and Ray said, no, man, if we can't make it kind of earthy, we don't really want to be part of it, you know.
Yeah, come on by.
You know who owns that station? It's Rupert Murdoch.
Oh,
same with the MySpace. He owns that, too.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I talked to, like, there was a MySpace boss who had me interview the Chili Peppers, and I did it because they asked me to. But I asked the guy, you know, doesn't Rupert Murdoch own you? Well, he bought the company, but we have total autonomy. And they said the same thing with this television show.
Yeah, they tell him what to say.
those MP3 boxes, if they didn't have those, we'd be walking.
That's right. Anyway, Ray Barbie before that with Encouraged by Improvement. It was immediately following Part M of Moon Over Morocco. Jack on the hobby horse. He thought he was flying, though. He falls out of bed. See, that's why I conk on the deck. Because I always fell out of beds. And after a while, I thought, fuck this, man.
Yeah, cut the fall.
Yeah, right. I'm going to end up here anyway. Why not start off down here? So, we got some music from Recess Records here. Todd?
Hi.
I got to say that I've been digging on these Recess Records.
Yeah, we got something from the Crumbs here.
Yeah, good Miami band.
Right.
Miami, Mommy.
Miami, neighbors of Iggy. What from Pedro show with the stupid echo. There we go. Yeah, turn that down when you're talking. All right, that was Flaming Lips with Time Travel. Yes. Time Travel, question mark. Yes, two exclamation marks.
That actually kind of goes with that, wasn't it?
Yeah, cool. New album by them. Before that, we had two Recess record releases. First one was Thin White Line by Sex Offender. Where were they from?
They're from Kansas City.
Kansas City, Missouri.
Yeah.
I played Kansas City, Kansas once on the other side of the river. It's much smaller. It was with Primus.
Oh.
Some government building. But I did last tour get to play Kansas City at the Grand Emporium, which I hadn't played in 15 years. Mondays used to be punk nights. I played there a lot, and then there was no gigs. And it was right next to a place called Fool Killers, which is where the Minutemen played in the early 80s. So that was a trip for me.
Did you guys ever play that barn in, I think it was Lawrence?
The outhouse in Lawrence. Yeah, it was in a cornfield, yeah.
I know, like,
many times. If you went there in the fall, couldn't see it until you're right on it because of all the corn.
Yeah,
you go there in the spring, you could see it miles away.
Yeah, we passed it like when FYP went there.
It was a roadhouse from the old days, because in the old days, especially in Midwest and stuff, you couldn't really do gigs inside town, so they'd have these little pads on the outskirts.
But the Corn Palace, you ever play there?
No. Where's that?
That's in South Dakota or North Dakota. Just this big old, huge, like, civic auditorium type, multi-purpose.
Only play clubs in the Dakotas.
They make a mural out of corn.
Easter, you know. Best Easter ever.
Yeah, that's right. Todd, well, we started with that set with Get All Tangled Up by the Crumbs. I want to thank you, Todd, for coming on board.
Yeah, thank you.
Much respect, bringing us the Recess sounds.
Cool.
Brother
really
Matt, your aid and assistance of betting and your spin cyclage, cool. Righteous.
Sir, try everything except you. Heroin.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah, words, good words. And anyway, it's the April 16, 2006 Easter edition of the Watt for Pedro show. Thanks, everybody, for supporting us and all that, giving us a listen up. We'll try to blow your minds with more tunage.
Bitchin'.
Keep your powder dry.